You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Your name is?
Yeah, Roger Couture.
Your name is Roger Couture.
Yes.
Just like that, what's that? What's they use that in the fashion industry, don't they?
Yeah, haute couture.
And what does that mean?
Fashion couture comes to mean fashion. It's really a seamstress, a seamster. And
so are you a fashion icon?
Not necessarily, not really. In fact, I'm challenged sometimes how I dress.
Now, you're wearing a crisp white shirt today, almost a Nehru shirt there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me something. Now, you have a ministry, which is unusual. A lot of Christians will be at a table, and they say one of the secrets, instead of proselytizing harshly or abruptly or seeming like you have a controlling spirit, is when you're at a table, is just to ask your waiter or waitress, hey, is there anything that we could pray for you for? And it seems to open up doors. Now, you have a ministry where you set up tables and tents. And what is the name of that ministry?
It's prayer ministry, prayer station ministry. Can I just share how I got involved in prayer station ministry?
Yeah, please.
In 2022, they were planning Miracle on the Water, an event in Fort Pierce on the causeway in the South Hutchinson Island. And Chaplain Dave Thompson called me and asked if I would kind of bring together and oversee prayer intercessors prior to that in November in 2022. So in March of that year, I was on the planning committee with a dozen other people, and I brought together each week people, intercessors, to pray for that event that was going to occur. We began praying in March. We prayed for 9 months. In November of 2022, we had like 48 churches involved with a miracle on the water, so-called. And during that time, I met Nick Savoca. Now, Nick Savoca, he originated the concept of prayer station in New York City.
Oh, really? He did this in New York City?
In 1992. He worked for Youth With a Mission.
Who?
YWAM.
Youth With a Mission.
YWAM.
Very successful, helping kids get off of drugs and stuff, right? Is that the one?
Yes, and still active today. He is...
don't touch that.
He heads up the prayer station ministry and equipment and information. So he was at our Miracle on the Water. We invited him to bring prayer stations. I got to know him and his ministry. And after the prayer on the station, after Miracle on the Water event, I acquired or bought a prayer station and set it up and went downtown Fort Pierce on Saturday mornings, where the event, what they call swap meet, or the events happen.
Flea
markets, they sell stuff, they sell products.
Sure, sure.
And I got a hold of the person that's in charge of it, Deb Bester, and I was able to set up a tent in January of 23rd of 2023.
Okay, let me ask you this. So let's get down to the basics, because people really don't care about the details of how you got it going, I don't think, but they want to, unless they want to join the ministry, and you're available to talk about that if they are, right?
Yes.
But what has been the response? Do you find there's, because, you know, somebody may say, I don't know if I believe in God or this or that, and next thing you know is their best friend or their father or mother or their spouse or themselves are determined to have a disease, the thing they quick want is they, well, they could you pray for me? They're not likely to turn down a prayer.
In one word, mixed response, okay?
Yeah.
And we've had people who really seek, come up to the tent. We ask simply, may I pray for you, 5 words. And people, the tent is very observable from anywhere in that area. It's a red tent, clearly marked prayer station. We have people with prayer station, red shirts and tags. And we ask that question. People come up and ask for prayer. Some do. Some say, I'm okay. We have all kinds of responses, Rhett. We've had some come back a week later and said, I'm coming back because you prayed for me and that prayer was answered. And it gave some detail. That doesn't happen that often. But we remember Jesus healed 10 lepers And how many came back?
You know, that always struck me as odd. Jesus appears, the Messiah comes, he's healing people. 10 lepers. Now, it's almost to the point where you wonder, could that possibly be true? You've got leprosy. Leprosy is when you have a very ugly disease. It was very, what's the word when you can catch it easily?
Contagious.
Contagious, yeah. And the big bumps all over your body. You were considered an quote-unquote untouchable. You were an untouchable to the point where they would take these people and send them off to a private island to live out their horrible lives by themselves with these oozing bumps on their body, and no one would touch them. And that's why we have, like, for instance, we have a lot of Catholic priests, the good ones that are out there, and they would go to these islands and live out their lives being in service of those no one else wanted to touch, which, of course, I'm sure touched the heart of Jesus. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't. It's hard to imagine that, you know, if you were healed of leprosy, would you go back and thank Jesus? I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you something. I'm very thankful that I'm thankful.
Amen.
I think it's a great gift because the Lord says in the Bible, be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God for you.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what kind of a dad you had. I had a very, my father was killed the day before my fifth birthday, but my other stepfather, first stepfather, was a mean guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I always kind of heard his voice up from the age of 6 to 13, and then I ran away and never saw the guy. But, you know, when I first heard that God said, be thankful in all things, it was kind of like, be thankful in all things, almost like a dictate. Until later on in life, as the Lord softened my heart, I realized he was not saying it that way. He was saying, be thankful in all things, for this is the will of God for you. And I'm sure you've lived long enough to know, whatever situation somebody's in, if they can get to a place of gratitude and thankfulness, they can get out of that hole they're in. Am I right?
Right. We've had people come up and pray, and some received Christ by faith.
Wonderful.
Some were encouraged in their walk. We've had some that were probably suicidal, but we prayed for over 1,000 people a year. We stopped recording their names and, you know, what we prayed for, just concentrating on the prayer needs. And we've had people year after year would come up to me, almost run up, and I'm not there all of the time, but the team is, and they'll come up, and we came all the way from Maine, but we want to make sure we come and pray for you. We've had ministers, pastors, people coming across our path, praying for us, asking, receiving prayer, and praying for us. So we've been, as I said, 3.5 years. God has blessed it. We have people that are called to it, maybe 2 hours a month. We have a scheduler, Victoria, and she'll, you want to do it on the second Saturday of the month for 2 hours. She'll schedule you. So we're at times, Lord, we just pray for people to enter the harvest. And he's answered those prayers with different people. And it's been a blessing. And, you know, we take it to the Lord in prayer. A good brother of mine, Pastor Larry Murphy, he and I bought a station, not knowing the other one bought one.
A station?
A prayer station, okay?
Is there a company that creates these?
Yes, Nick Savoca, and he has information. They supply throughout the nation the equipment. Nick Savoca travels, for example, up in Philadelphia. Pastors called him to come up. He went up to Pennsylvania a couple months last year, and they had wanted to put 100 prayer stations in Philadelphia. To date, when he came back, the police commissioner said, I want to see a prayer station in front of every precinct. And I think today they're nearing 100 prayer stations.
Well, I don't know if you know the word recidivism. I'm thinking you do.
Yes, I do.
I'm wondering if the people out here know the word recidivism. You want to give an explanation of that word to our listeners?
Well, I did prison ministry for over 30 years, and recidivism is people that they've been released, but they come back in, and is a door. Yeah,
they become institutionalized.
They become
institutionalized,
and they seem to come back.
Yeah, I talked to a bank robber up in Canada, and his name might come to me as I'm telling you. So he's no longer on the earth, but he got out after 12 years, and he said he felt so ill at home in the world. He went and robbed a bank. When they arrested him, he said, oh, good, boys, you're taking me home, because they get institutionalized.
Right. And some of them, they come back, and I've ministered to a number of them one-on-one.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had the word, they had the all of the necessary things.
I want to be more like Jesus. Lord, help me be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. My prayer is they see more Jesus in me. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus. It's a dying world that responds to care. Help me to live your love by being there. May love's victory be present in me. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. Lord, help me be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. My prayer is they see more Jesus in me. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus. Though we may prophesy and speak with tongues, we have nothing if we have no love. May love's victory be present in me. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be Jesus in me. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. Lord, help me be more like Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. My prayer is they see more Jesus in me. Lord, I want to be more like Jesus.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Kamikaze, my death is gain. I've been marked by my maker.